And guess who we have in the studio here, folks?
1-800-BAND is once again visiting good music here.
Hey, man.
Al is here, and Polly is here, and I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Mara!
Mara's just hanging out, I think, right?
Hey, yep.
Hey, all right. Well, you can do whatever you want, Mara. You're welcome to be here. You know what's fun about you guys being here? It's we don't often get repeat guests.
Oh, that's well.
As you know, Evan, we like good music.
You know what I mean? So this is
we're fans.
Like, this is kind of like Letterman and Bill Murray. You know what I mean? It's like Bill Murray's always on Letterman. It's a big deal.
It's chemistry. It's bromance.
So it's a big deal when you guys come up. You know?
We think so. We love it here.
We've known each other over a decade now.
My God, it's
true. I think, right?
Yeah, since we were all,
little kids.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah, little
paying
kids.
Our collective hotel bills.
So congratulations on your new EP. It's called Diver Blue.
Thanks,
and,
man.
Yeah. We've been playing it here. And 4 tracks, Diver Blue, Make a Comeback, Here Comes Summer, which is perfect for the summer. And Many Happy Returns. Is this a new label for you guys?
It is. Almost yes. Ready Records is out of Brooklyn, New York, which is where we're from. And they're famous. We got all. They're doing all kinds of stuff with Liquor Store and No Bunny and
Atlantic Thrills. They have a new band song called Ravi Shabby. They're also great. So we're really stoked to be on that label.
Cool. Very good. What was the other one? Was that Self-Release? You guys are so DIY.
Yeah.
People talk about DIY now. Like, well, it's a DIY, you know. But, you know, and not to keep going back into Nostalgiaville, but really when I met you guys, and we're talking about a long time ago now, I mean, you guys were doing all this sort of stuff way back then, you know. And I guess that whole movement started with, I guess, in the early 80s, you know, kind of the Jello Biafra and everything, doing stuff in California, making his own. Oh, nobody wants to release this stuff, I'll make my own. But you guys, you know, were really, you know, you were really doing that stuff a long time now. So I guess you're still doing it a little bit. But
yeah, you know, even though I was born in the late 80s, you know, it's I read about that stuff in history books, and it seemed like a really cool way to do it is to, no, I'm joking, of course. We actually do come out of that school just because of our advanced age. But yeah, it's for us, it's always been about just making your own fun and making your own thing happen, and yeah, that attitude makes a lot more sense now. It's sort of like the technology caught up to the idea of just making your own art and trying to get it out there, and so now everybody can, and it doesn't even have to cost a dime, you know. I guess it costs a dime to put something up on iTunes, but you know, if you're not worried about vinyl or you don't have label support, it's myriad opportunities now, whereas it used to be a little more of a slog. So,
but let me even pick your brain a little more, and you know, you guys, and to repeat myself again, because you guys have been doing this so long, you know, one of the things about the music business is a lot of the people who are successful or who have like a what you would call a quote a career, you know, they have a career in music. The key, really, to me, as I get older and I look at music and I think about the industry, is just kind of being there and hanging on, you know, and being DIY, doing stuff by yourself. Is that, how has that been? It's not easy, you know. It's not easy to, some people are good working alone and having their own, you know, but I think of you guys as like a very organized,
all right.
You know what I mean? And sometimes I look and I go, how are they doing this? You know, they've got records coming out and they're always playing. And how do you, you know, how do you discipline yourselves over the years, and how do you guys keep that machine kind of going?
Well, we love doing it, for one thing, so that makes it super easy.
Right.
And also, it's cool because there are a bunch of other people that we know. Oh, I'm getting a special.
Well, I don't want you to have to crane your neck.
There are a bunch of other people that we know. Like, there's another band on our label, Live Fast Die, and we were at a show the other day, and I was talking to Ethan from Live Fast Die, and he's like, God, you know, we've both known each other for like so long, like we've both been doing this for so long, but it's great because then you just have like a support network, and then you just meet new people, and then as new people come into the scene, you meet them. So I think it's just sort of self-supporting almost.
Right.
Yeah, it's a passion, so it's more like we would have trouble not doing it, you know. Right. I mean, this is just what we love to do, so we keep cranking, and then it's as Polly was saying, it's a cumulative thing. You know, you each time you go out on tour, you some old friends and some new friends and stuff. So it's just sort of like a snowball.
Right. But I want to go even further, and I do want to give you guys credit. It's more than just, you know, you guys do the dirty work. You guys make the calls. You're hustling the product. You're doing getting the promos out, you know, and I really commend you for that. I know it's not easy, and, you know, you guys really are, it's fun to see you guys do your thing.
Thanks, man.
Let's put it that way.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. We do the heavy lifting or whatever, but we're just excited about it. We're excited about, like, we have a lot of chemistry, we have a lot of history, and so for us, it's the experience is just basically, it's like we care about each other, we're friends, and we're doing this creative thing, and so it's really easy to just sort of say we want to let other people know about it, and like we want to see what other people are doing, and so it's it's more like symbiosis than it is, you know, pushing a rock up a hill or something.
That's so beautiful, baby.
It's a love fest on good music. That's why we come here.
It's just a community. We're all together. So tell me about the new EP. Hey, why an EP? Why not a full length? Come on.
Good question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
It was because originally we had...
That may be too good of a question.
I can tell you the answer to that. We had written... we played WFMU, and we played Diver Blue.
Right.
And Harry, who's the head of our label, had heard that on FMU, and he's like, I want to put out Diver Blue as a one-sided single. And we're like, okay. You know, and so then we're like, hey, we have a couple more songs, and then we have a couple more songs. So basically, instead of saying, why is this an EP and not a full length, I think the question is, why isn't this a one-sided single?
Right.
Why is this an EP? Basically, between the time that he decided to put out a one-sided single and actually did it, we came up with three more songs really quickly and made an EP.
Cool.
So we gave you more instead of less, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I appreciate that, by the way.
So the glass is half full,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Yes.
Polly's known for her optimism.
So tell me about the recording. Tell me about, you know, what, how it came. So how did you hook up with this? He heard you. This is like a musical movie, you know. He heard you on FMU.
Yeah.
And is that how they reached out to you? Is that how they contacted you? You made it sound like it was, you know, Wayne's World, you know what I mean? Where it was like a guy was driving in a white limo and he was like, wait a minute, pull the car over. Who's this band?
Basically,
that's pretty much what happened.
It was more of like a Hyundai, but he actually knew. He's actually friends with Rob, our bass player, but yeah, he heard it on FMU, and then I guess I'll let you tell the rest of the story.
Meaning, I'll be making up the rest of the story. Yeah. Basically, the limo pulled in,
right.
Said, you know, I like the way you pump gas, boy. Can you sing?
He had a cigar.
I said, I sure can, sir.
Yes, sir.
Went and got my guitar out, and yeah, that's what happened.
A little magic there. Well, cool. So let's play something. Let's shut up for a few minutes and play. Let's play the title track.
Excellent.
Dive of Blue. Right here on WFDU 89.1 FM, you're listening to Good Music, and you're listening to 1-800-BAND, who are our guests this morning. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's 10:18.
Show that I'll be waiting for you. No, you're not so sure. WFDU-FM has just the perfect radio program to begin your Monday morning.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking.
I'm Lise Avery. Join me on Anything Goes for jazz, standards, classic pop, interviews, and contests. A mix of the cutting edge and the classic. It's not the same old thing. So join me right here each week for great music, good times, and a few surprises on Anything Goes.
Every Monday morning from 9 until 1 in the afternoon on 89.1 WFDU-FM.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned to good music right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. It's currently 80 degrees and clear in Teaneck, New Jersey. Humidity's at 55%, and the winds are at 1 mile per hour. Only 1 mile per hour. That's not a brisk wind. It's just 1 little mile an hour.
What, you say one?
Just one. What?
It's a walking breeze.
It felt like two when we got here. I don't know. Maybe
it's down from three.
Subject to change.
Should be a beautiful day today, you guys.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You going to go take a walk in the park or something? What are we going on tap today?
Well, we don't get out this way too much, so we were thinking about doing a little sightseeing.
Yeah,
little,
really?
Little
New Jersey
exploring.
Sightseeing?
Yep. Yep.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I was bummed to learn that the New Jersey State Fair has ended, as I was planning on...
Yeah, what's the news on that,
getting
Evan?
Getting some pig snout action.
Well, the New Jersey State Fair, and of course, you know, I have to be careful with what I'm saying here. I loved that, growing up.
There's a mob gathering outside, so yeah, please.
This guy's always saying stuff isn't as good as we think it is.
No, it's fun. It's just you're in a parking lot and there's all stuff, but people when you grow up around here, this is a very magical thing to go to when you're a kid. And the fireworks are pretty good. They have a lot of music, actually. There's a stage and it's right all in the shadow of Giant Stadium or whatever they're calling it now.
Ah.
Verizon, Citgo, whatever it is. I don't know.
McStaples Stadium.
But it's fun. I haven't gone in a million years since I was a kid. But, it's great. It's a great fair.
So would you describe it as compact?
No, it's pretty big.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty big, actually. It was always a pretty big fair. At least that's the way I remember it. But when you're a kid,
maybe it's just that you were small. I don't know.
I was. Well, I remember I played there once, actually, with my band. And
cool.
They had a big old stage, big sound, 7,000 chairs, and there were 25 people, watching me. You know how that is, I'm sure.
We've had one or two like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of touring, you just said we were just talking off air about Milwaukee and where we met, and you said you had revisited the hotel. Tell me about your touring schedule, and that's another thing that kind of comes back to this, you guys being professional musicians, and you guys are still, it's not like you guys are not navel gazers. You don't just release this stuff into a void. You go out there and work it. But tell me about the road right now. Maybe a little bit different the last decade. What's the difference between the way it used to be and the way it is now? What was the thing that you guys used to have in your old press kit? We toured America extensively, Europe expensively. And something elseively. I don't.
Yeah, there was some. There was another punchline there.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Europe expensively was possibly the kicker. But it's great. It's thanks to, a decade ago you used to pull into the place and they would have listened to your cassette on their boombox.
Right.
And basically, if they had opened the gates to the prison the night before. For the release, there would be some people there, and now thanks to social media, there's lots of people there. So it's great.
Cool. So yeah. You feel as though your audiences abroad or out on the road have grown because of new
yes.
media, social and internet stuff like that.
Yeah. Simultaneously, I noticed that then you don't send out flyers to the we used to get together and send out posters to all the record stores.
Right, a lot of mailing.
Yeah, you have no idea what you were doing, and then you get there and somebody would be like, "Hey, the hip hop store put up your punk flyer," and you'd be like, "Oh, cool," because you didn't know what you were doing.
Right.
You sent out the thing, so you kind of miss that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Social media is so targeted that you sort of miss out on opportunities like that.
That's a good point.
Cross pollination. But in terms of getting an audience and reaching people who are actually interested in what you're playing, it's fantastic.
Cool.
But yeah, we're happy to report rock and roll is alive and well in America. Having come back off the road, there, it's And Polly's right. It's more targeted, but it's also, it's just the game's changing a little bit. But especially with the help of Almost Ready Records, we got to like sort of key into a lot of different scenes in a lot of different cities that we sort of hadn't before. So yeah, even though we're not folding up the flyers and mailing them to the record stores any longer, we're it's sort of easier to find groups of people that are predisposed to like the kind of stuff you're doing these
days.
So.
Right. Yeah, remember like looking through the phone book?
Yeah.
You know?
And you'd be like, this seems like a corporate record store. I'm not going to sell anything. You know what I mean?
I'm not sending anything to coconuts.
Now it's like my kingdom for a coconuts.
Right. Can't even get a coconuts. Well, cool. Let's play another tune.
Great.
You want to play Make a Comeback?
Yeah, let's make a comeback.
Yeah, we've played all this on the air already, but let's do it. Let's do it again. We're here with 1-800-BAND on WFDU 89.1 FM. Where's the button I'm looking for? It's right here. 1-800-BAND, Diver Blue, right here on WFDU on beautiful black wax. And that's Make a Comeback from their recent release, Diver Blue, which I just said. And I'm pleased to have Al and Polly in the studio here with me. It's 10:30 in the morning, and you're tuned to WFDU 89.1 FM. So, same lineup as last time on here. Keys, guitar. I'm pointing at people here in the studio. You can't see me doing that. But anybody doing anything new? Anybody? I don't know.
Nope. I mean, like Al's our lead guy and guitar player, and I'm still playing keyboards. Robbie Congress is our bass player, and our drummer is the magnificent Aaron Carroll.
One thing that is sort of new is on this EP, Aaron Carroll plays sleigh bells on one tune. So listen closely.
That's very Brian Wilson of you.
Yeah, exactly.
We were recording with Kevin McMahon, who's great. He's upstate. He's done he did Liquor Store and Titus Andronicus and a bunch of great bands.
A New Jersey band, by the... In fact,
exactly.
The bass player to the original lineup of Titus Andronicus, and we were talking about my day job, was one of my students at my school where I teach.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And I bumped into it, and I had no idea, because it was, you know, a few years after he graduated, and I was out, I think it was an evening, like one of these before Thanksgiving nights out locally, and I was just with my wife, and we were, you know, hanging out, and... Oh, Mr. Tell, oh, it's good to see you. Oh, hey, do you know I'm in this band? Like, what band?
What?
Titus Andronicus. Oh, hang on, let me get you my record. And he runs out of the place and he comes back with it. I'm
oh,
like,
that's
are you
great.
Kidding? This is you. But he quit the band. He started
that.
Like a t-shirt company or something.
Oh, is that what he did? I saw that he was quitting. I feel like they've had a few members quit.
Yeah. I think, I think he was like the first original guy to go.
Yeah, he was.
And, but yeah, you had some kind of t-shirt company idea that he wanted to explore, and they were doing pretty well at that point too, right?
Yeah, they were. I feel like people often also, like, you know, if you get out on the road, like, it seems like, you know, like, people will go out for like months and months and months, and they come home and somebody's like, I'm quitting.
Right.
You know, because you're tired of, you know, like, I don't know, hanging your underwear out of the back of the van for 7 weeks in a row or something like that.
Well, listen, you know, in my experiences, I'm sure in yours, it's hard to keep a specific core group together. You know, people have lives and babies and different things happen, but...
it gets complicated, but... Yeah.
That's rock and roll, I suppose.
That's the lifestyle, man.
The Rolling Stones can do it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, they've been at it for 80 years now. That's could serve as an inspiration.
Yeah. So what else? What else is going on? What's in the immediate future?
All right, the very immediate future, a week from tonight.
Oh yeah, we're playing a show with Andrew Cedermark, who's amazing, and the Genies at Don Pedro, a fine, in quotes, a fine establishment in Brooklyn. And on August 2nd, we're playing at the Gutter with the Dangles, which is also a raging band. But then we
is that
are
in Brooklyn also?
That is also in Brooklyn, I'm sorry.
The gutter. It's an actual bowling alley.
Oh, no kidding.
So the name is sort of a pun, if you will.
Yeah, of course, the gutter.
That's where I like to put all bowling balls.
Or the bumper.
The bumper.
They could have called it the pin.
The pin.
The pins.
The full frame.
The alley. I think they should have called it the alley.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you have predilections.
I guess. Hey, you know what would be? Have you guys ever been to Asbury Park?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You guys should play that Asbury Lanes.
You know, we were talking to Jim about playing Asbury Lanes, and then a hurricane came.
We were down there hanging out, making friends one night, and everything was looking great, and then a storm came.
But I just saw we were just down there, and I saw that they're back up and running, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're ready to go. That would be a perfect place for you guys.
Yeah,
to go.
That place is a fantastic venue.
And then you could bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll honed our skills at the gutter.
Yeah,
maybe we'll only play bowling alleys from now. Would that be limiting? Do you think that would limit us?
So. I think we could reopen the Fireside Bowl in Chicago, and I think we're good.
There should be more bowling alleys. You know, bowling alleys could be a real community thing.
I think so.
You know, you get to bowl, maybe see a band, have some decent food, you know?
How good are you at bowling?
I'm actually a pretty good bowler.
That's what I'm
I
thinking.
I take bowling pretty seriously.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I grew up in Ohio, and bowling, and I'm not making this up, was a class in high school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe you.
I can bowl a 50 on a good day.
Well, you have to keep trying.
Well, I am trying.
You're not hanging out at the gutter enough.
That's right. True.
So I interrupted you. I'm sorry. You're playing the gutter.
No. Oh, but what we're really excited about is we're recording a full-length album with the legendary Mitch Easter, which I am very excited
cool.
about.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in September. So then we're going to, I don't know, we're turn that around and that'll be out in the spring, I'm assuming. But yeah, we are stoked about that. And that's our next big move. Also, we're in Providence on the 15th of August, I think.
Oh, where are you guys playing in Providence? There's that place. What's it called?
Oh, are you thinking of Lupe's, maybe?
What is it? No. Something else. It's called something else.
Well, we're playing the Steel Yard.
No.
Which is celebrating their 10th anniversary, and that's a big DIY maker's place. So we're pretty excited about that.
Cool.
That should be. And we're playing with our label mates, Atlantic Thrills, at that show. So that
very nice. Yeah. Providence. That's the town I met my wife in.
Oh, yeah?
No way. What were you doing up there?
We were doing Tony and Tina's wedding, too. Look at all these nice people.
Yes.
I met you guys with Tony and Tina's wedding and my wife. Yeah. At the Biltmore.
No way.
Excellent.
That's a true story. And then we were together and we fell in love and it became apparent that we were going to, you know, get married. I said, I got a good idea. Let's get married at the Biltmore in Providence where we met.
Yeah.
In the same room we did the show where we did the fake wedding. Let's have a real one.
So wait.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
this really took place?
This is a true story.
I know that you were the singer in Tony and Tina's wedding. What role was she playing?
She was Tina.
No way.
No way.
What do you think? I'm gonna be messing around with anybody but the star of the show?
Obviously not.
Ladies and gentlemen, romance is not dead.
Let's play the third track from your EP. Diver Blue. Here comes summer.
Ah, perfect.
Summer's here. And then I guess we'll bid you a farewell.
A fond farewell.
A fond farewell. So prepare, dear listeners. Prepare for the inevitable. I'm sorry. yeah, let's play a little more 1-800-BAND right here on WFDU 89.1 FM.
I don't know what day
It's the 1-800 band right here on WFD 89.1 FM, and they're in the studio, or at least 50% of them are here with us, and we're, I guess, getting ready to say goodbye. You guys said you were going to do a little touring of New Jersey today. What are you thinking?
This is a great question. I was thinking thrift stores and, you know, if there are any thrift stores you can recommend, you know.
I want to take you guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
I have kind of an appointment after the show, but I would love to actually take you guys around. Yeah. How did you get here?
Automobile.
You guys drove your own car?
We drove our tour van. We drove the Beast.
Oh, man. And you have the whole afternoon free?
Yeah. We got the war wagon. We can. So like, if we find a couch that we like on the side of the road, we just put it in the van.
Couch.
That's the way to go.
Hitchhikers. You name it. It all
comes Man, out. I mean, I could I could suggest a million places for you guys to go, and but I just feel so terrible. I would love to be your host.
Well, we should. No, this is our fault. We should have discussed this beforehand, you know. So
we have, and listeners, if you have any suggestions for 1-800 band, give us a call. 201-692-2012.
Whoa, the phones are lighting up.
They will, by the way. If you had one place in Bergen or Passaic County to visit, listeners, well, don't actually email me because I can't answer the phone right now while I'm talking. But yeah, there's, of course, the Great Falls in Paterson, you know, the largest waterfall. This side of the Mississippi is in Paterson, New Jersey.
I didn't know that.
And, of course, they just reopened the Lambert Castle Lookout Tower in Paterson, and you can see the New York Bay from the top of the mountain. And
no way. That sounds great.
I could take you to some really cool spots.
Hitting the heights. We could literally go to
my favorite thrift store is all my places are in Paterson, by the way.
Great.
Really? All right. Paterson.
The Red, White, and Blue.
That's we could go store? To.
Yeah.
Is that the store? Okay.
Doesn't it sound like a good one?
All right. Yeah. We're hitting it.
We got to go to the road. It's busy on Saturday, though.
It's all right.
We're ready to fight the crowds, man.
We're from New York. You know, we can deal with it.
Oh, man. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure having you guys here. I want to get out to your next show. Sean was really excited to see you guys today. He has like a cataract situation going on in his eye.
Isn't he like 60 years too young to have that?
I think he's 60. He's, you know, 60 years old and he's got that mileage.
He's got that
mileage. Put the mileage on his body.
We are gravely disappointed that Sean is not here, but a medical condition like that, we're going to consider that a reasonable excuse.
But
that's about it. Yeah. You know, if it was anything...
Can't see out of one eye.
Yeah. We can't have a monocular Sean, you know, in here.
Although he did send me some pictures of him with an eye patch earlier this week, and I thought he looked kind of cool.
Is it pirate style?
Is it the
stick-on?
It's pirate style.
Nice. So
he's really going for it, is what you're saying.
I don't know if he's wearing... he texted me that picture, and I texted him back a picture of Kurt Russell from Escape from New York with an eye patch. And I said the same thing, buddy. But he wanted to say hi, and it's just so much fun seeing you guys, and I wish you the best of luck, and I am really excited to hear this news about a full-length album, and I think this is an excellent segue from your last work to your next large-scale work. And listeners, if we can buy this. Where can we buy this, folks?
Where can't you buy it?
That's right. It's actually available everywhere, right?
It is. It's we're so thankful. This is our most widely distributed vinyl-wise. This is our most widely distributed release to date, and of course, all your favorite digital outlets is, you know.
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes. You can get it from Almost Ready Records, and you know, you can get it from regular distributors like Matador and
Amazon.
Yep.
And
you can get it in Japan and Australia. So there you go.
Well, that's for our Japanese listeners, and everything's international now anyway, so probably there may be a few people listening in Japan. Very good. And hey, when are the deluxe vinyl Crimson Suite reissues coming out?
Oh, that's a good question.
Those are coming out any day now. They'll be on sweet crimson vinyl. So, watch the skies for those frisbees.
Gatefold, glossy.
Yeah.
The reissue you've been waiting for 20 years. Keep it in mind, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having us. It's great to see you again. It's
always
great to be
pleasure.
Listening to good music.